know I'm a bit paranoid, but all of a sudden and out of the blue, I started receiving emails from Francis Murchison at Mindfully Fed about all kinds of healthy things, yoga, meditation, and nutrition. I'm sure these emails were going to other people, but I felt singled out. Did she just see me walking down the street and think, that girl needs some help? Probably. So under duress, I started reading all about nutrition, and so I bit. Pun intended. So I jumped right out of my comfort zone, and I committed to a 12-day liver cleanse, and thought, if I can't commit to something for a measly 12 days, I have bigger problems than a filthy liver. So I committed. I've been a diet failure since 1981, having cheated on every diet from Scarsdale's to Atkins, and I have told bold-faced lies to Sylvia at the diet center. I have an unfortunate brat mentality that if you tell me I can't have something, I want three. The problem is that I do's the don'ts and don'ts the do's. Believe me, that philosophy has not bode well for me. I replace my delicious evening wine with dandelion root tea and my bacon cheese toast for a spinach kale fruit smoothie. Dramatic changes, to say the least. Of course, I had to put myself to bed every night at 8 for fear of answering the alluring hum of the refrigerator. I couldn't watch television for the duration because of all the food commercials. Fancy Feast cat food was starting to look delicious. But I did it. Not one little cheat, not a sip of wine or a measly cracker. Looking back, I should have notified the owner of Baskin Robbins. I'm sure he thought that I'd been abducted or dropped dead. In the past, I've always felt inferior when shopping in Whole Foods or Lovey's, like I didn't belong. Similar to the Julia Roberts character in the fancy shops in Pretty Women. You don't belong here. You're not worthy. I was petrified that an alarm would go off, like in the original Willy Wonka, when the bratty character, Veruca Salt, gets sent down the chute for being a bad egg. I paranoidly thought the floor would open up and I'd be flushed down the chute because I'm not worthy. But after 12 days of the cleanse, I can confidently walk in Whole Foods. I know where the whey powder is. I know what nutritional yeast flakes taste like. Not too great, but I know. And I now know that chia seeds are not only used to make chia pets.